Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Technology. It works just fine every other time. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It's registering that I can.
Yes.
Oh, you can. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I've been mucking around with it.
Hi, Candice. I've
got it.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Hello,
Hi, Ken. This is Deep. I can hear you.
You can hear me now, can you? Can you hear Kat?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Kat.
Go ahead. What would you like me to say?
Okay. Dave, do you have a question?
I don't have a question. I would appreciate a general reading, and if not, I can ask a question.
Okay. Right. I don't know if she's working to you.
Okay. A general question. Hi, Deep. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just had technological issues this morning, so thanks for sticking with me. I'm just shuffling some cards while I'm tuning into you, and the card that's fallen out is the Lovers. So I'm going to focus on that as your top card. We'll just see what happens from there.
Sure, thank you.
Okay. So, the central card that's come out is the illusion of feeling trapped and lacking self-confidence. But interestingly, either side, there's positive information. So, whatever's going on in your life, have a step back and think about what options you have, because to the left of the central card is that things are going to change very, very quickly. When I look at these three cards, I don't feel it's about a romantic relationship as more as it may be about a friendship or work relationship. Because on the right-hand side, you've also got a celebration. It could be seen as a wedding, but the energy around it feels more like it's to do with moving on in your relationships, in your career. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what it would mean. I'm trying to interpret the reading. So does it say that I need to move on from the person, or does it say that it'll evolve into something more?
It's saying the central card is that there's a fear to take action. So there's a feeling of being trapped. But surrounding that is quite positive energy. So even though there may be a fear of speaking up, there is an out coming. Do you understand? So the out is coming and you will move on quickly and you'll be very happy for that. There's a celebration about it. So it's a very, very positive energy to leave and move forward.
Right. And that's love life-wise, isn't it? It's not related to work life.
Well, as I said before, it felt more career-wise than it did in your relationship, if you're in a romantic relationship or not. The lover's card fell out as I was shuffling, but it isn't always necessary indicative of romantic relationship, because it's a relationship card in general, and that's what we have in life. We have relationships with people. So, you know, you have a relationship with your boss, your co-workers, your friends, your parents. You only have romantic relationships with a lover. You don't have them with anyone else, but you have relationships with everybody. So in this situation, it feels more, the energy feels more like a career.
Right, okay. Okay, so it'll move forward. So my contract is changing. Although I'll work for the same client, it'll be through a different company. So that's probably what it means, that it'll change from November for the better.
Yeah, absolutely for the better. To the point where you'll be kicking up your heels, you'll be really, really happy. So keep looking forward and don't worry about, you know, there might be frustrations right now today, and you know when you go back to work next week, but it's all going to be over soon enough.
Sounds good. And do you get anything about love life?
Are you in a relationship just now?
Yes, I'm. I know somebody. Yes. But the person lives in a different country.
Okay.
So it's like a long distance.
Yeah, I understand. If you want to, there is the central card that I've pulled is the end of a difficult situation card. Now, that again is most likely to do with your work, but there's also unwilling to make a decision, a stalemate, and that would be about taking the next step, possibly moving to the country or that person moving to you. But there's good news in your finances, and there's a greater challenge around you. I feel like that there's a big barrier between the two of you. I don't feel like there's an ease, like somebody's going to move to somebody else, because there's a risk there that's possibly too big. It doesn't feel like it will end up really gelling unless it's forced. So unless you get a work in the same country, you know, with your next contract. I mean, if you're in a big enough company that it has offices over wherever your lover is, then try and get work over there, and you can always just be on a contract and leave if it doesn't work out between the two of you and come back to wherever you're living now. But there feels like a little bit, and it's more than a distance barrier. It feels like there's a risk barrier there that isn't. There's a block there. So I'd fully explore all the options around that relationship to see whether or not it was worth pursuing.
Right. And would she move if I can't move from the UK? Would she move to the UK to see if it works or not?
Yeah,
she has a daughter and.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a risk there. There's a risk there, and I feel more like you'd have to move to her rather than she'd move to you. Now you've said she had a daughter, that makes more sense. And then it's family
right.
ties, you know, when there's a child involved. There just seems to be an energy block. But I would go and explore
right.
the relationship, and you two make your own decisions.
Right, okay. I have a child too in the UK, so I wouldn't want to move.
Yeah, see, it's there's a block. Yeah, so
okay.
Sorry about that.
No
okay,
problem. Thank you.
In.
Thanks for the lovely reading. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Deep, and thank you for your patience. Okay. Right, we're both in the Google Hangouts. I've managed to screen 6 people before the show started. I can't screen everybody, unfortunately, because we are both in the Google Hangouts at the moment. So just bear with me now. Okay. Holly.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, Holly. How can I help you?
May I have a general or would you like a question?
Questions are better. Then I can get more specific
okay.
with the answers.
Okay. Let's see. How long do you see me at this current job I'm at? Is that a good question?
That's a good question. I'm just going to pull some cards and I'm going to go within and I'm going to give you your answer. So just bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, straight away I heard period of 3 to 6. So spirit gives me periods of time rather than exact dates, more so because things have to work out and people have to not have accidents or illnesses for the universe to fall things into place, so they give periods of time. Period of, what did I say? No, I'll try to explain that. 3 to 6, I think I said.
Yeah.
Days, weeks, or months in the current position that you're in. The central card I've pulled out is the end of a difficult situation. So that it is coming to an end. And underneath it, directly underneath it, is optimistic long-term plans. And your wish is coming true to the right, but here we have to the left is the temporary pause in action, but it's unnecessary worry. So the universe is conspiring to put it all together for you. You've already put it out there. You must have, because it's come out in the cards this way. So keep believing in yourself and just know in your heart that things are going to change. Sometimes that can be very, very difficult, especially if you're in a situation that you thought might be okay and it's ended up being really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But things are going to change for you. And when they do change, you're going to be really happy. From the look of these cards, you're going to be really happy. So, yeah, period of 3 to 6 days, weeks or months for things to turn around. And I just heard turn on its head. So it's absolutely going to turn 180 and for the positive. Wow. So, you know, if you get like a buzzy or a funny, good feeling, I mean, I think this good feelings are different for different people. I get like a, I know to do something, I get like a sort of warmth in my gut where my gut brain is telling me. And I tend to sort of get like a rosy aura in my head. And then I know, oh, I've got to do this. So if you get any kind of hit like that to do something, act on that. Because that is your gut, your body, and your subconscious making things happen. And they're looking for the conscious mind to act on it. So, yeah, and also your guides and everyone else around you going, this one, do this. It works every single time when I act on it, and I feel like that's something you're going to have. So go for that, act on the good feelings, and you'll get a great outcome.
Okay.
Just before you go, be prepared for someone to give you a little bit of information delivered without tact. So just be, there's a bit of a warning there that there's someone who doesn't have a filter who may deliver some information to you without really thinking about how they're doing that. And so just be careful not to be too surprised and to, you know, be the adult, the bigger person. Try not to focus on the smaller things and get upset about the smaller things, because that's going to blind you to the greater good of what's happening in your life. And also, don't be too cautious. If you need to spend your money on something to make things happen for you, look at the options there and do it. But here we also have good business decisions, a contented, rewarded family, and events moving at a fast pace. So having said the warnings, they probably play into the plan in that they help make up your mind for you. Okay, and there may be a little bit of money that you'll have to outlay to change your life, but everyone in your life, or you know, your circle, your family, be that if you only got children who are cats or dogs or birds or something, or you've got real humans, everyone will be, or your pot plant, everyone will be happier for you to move forward. But there is an issue with somebody who will be a bit of an idiot, and that they'll probably just make your mind up for you, and it'll be the shove that you needed. And it may even be the justification that you needed to whoever you have to say, I'm going. It may be exactly the justification you needed, and so it can play right into your hands. So be careful not to react to the little things, because somebody may just come along and put their foot in their mouth, and it'll be exactly what you need to push you forward and to give you the excuse to get out. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Now, well, we're going to break it up a little bit because we've got 9 people in the talk here. And because it's like Kat isn't is not long woken up, actually. So, you know, we've got to give her a rest, you know. So, okay, we're going to break it up a little bit and play some nice music. Pardon, Carol?
She's got a
yeah. I know. Yeah, there we are. We're back now. Right then. So, Suzanne.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm doing good. My question is that I'm going to go for a job interview for bus monitor on Tuesday because I'll be making more money in the long run. And then also, what you see, when do you see a significant other man coming in?
Okay. So you want to know the outcome of your job interview?
Yeah, I think it's a good move. And then also, when do you see a significant other coming in?
Yeah. I feel positive about your relationship. Well, I just pulled a relationship card. Top card I pulled was a relationship card. It's a relationship coming. You feel it? You feel it in your bones that there's a relationship coming?
Yeah, there is, but where the heck? And when am I going to meet him?
Yeah, that's all the fun of the fair with the way that the world works. Yeah, it's not necessarily how you think it's going to happen. It's I'll just take a step back and when I look at your job job hunting for the moment. So
I have a job now, but I'm trying to better myself to make more money.
Okay, well, I was about to say, I feel like you're somebody who's moving from job to job rather than somebody who's unemployed and moving. And you burst through, you've got the Eight of Air, which is an illusion of, it's an illusion card, but it's an inner illusion, like illusion of feeling trapped and lacking self-confidence. That there you must have pushed through at some point when you felt like, I can't be here anymore, but I don't know how to get out. Because it's come up. However, all around it is quite focused, and I'm also seeing in the current job some delays and challenging information. So maybe that may even be in your job search. However, there's a creative vision that is playing out for you, and then the card at the bottom of that is the life event, the things that you need to change. The change that's coming over you and the fact that you're spreading your wings. So feel very positive about this job interview. It feels like a good fit. It does involve other people making decisions. So I'm not going to outright say yes, you'll get it, because people have to make decisions, and decisions haven't been finalized. If they had, then I'd get a better grip on whether or not you got it. But it feels very, very, very positive. It feels like a good energy, and the vision that I have of smiling faces at you and handshakes. So I feel very positive towards this. If this isn't the one, there is definitely one coming. It feels very much like, yeah, you'll step up. And you'll really begin to fly. So if it doesn't work out that this is the job, it's only because there's something better and it's only just around the corner, because there are smiles and handshakes as far as employment goes around you. Now, the top card is the Queen of Cups, and that's relationships going into a deeper level and trusting in yourself and your own intuition. So you need to be remembering to really look within and listen to your gut and follow that. And if you followed something in your gut that didn't feel right and you followed it anyway, it's just a lesson that you've got to learn. But I feel like you've been listening to your gut quite a bit about needing to make the change. And it's because of that you're going to get those smiles and those handshakes. Now, as far as a new relationship goes, all of that feels like in the new year, but it doesn't feel too deep. It feels like no later than February, March. It feels when I focus on that, I see you more in your career capacity or having just finished work when you meet the person, or you've already met them, like you've worked with them but not in the same department sort of thing. It feels like a mutual understanding and respect as well. One of the reasons I say that is because when I have the vision, I see you in formal work clothing. I don't see you in a jeans and t-shirt or all dressed up at a nightclub or, I don't see you in any other way. When I have the vision, I see you in formal clothing, but I see you in the colour red, which means that you're being very attractive at the time. It feels like a long-term getting to know you stage. Like, that person's pretty all right, but I'm going to learn to get to know them before I feel like they're someone I want to get to know deeper. So there may be the friendship shelf for a little while, which would be good as far as, making sure. But
I mean, I'm applying for a bus company.
When that deepening happens, it will.
So maybe I'll meet somebody there. I don't know.
Yeah. So as I was saying about the relationship, it's not going to be, I met you tonight, we got into bed the next day, we're in a relationship. It's a long friendship, courtship, and then a deepening into a relationship. So I think that's a much nicer way because that causes a long-term relationship. So I feel good about
it. It's not from anybody I know now.
I just got a yes, but then I got a skip. And when I got so what's that? And it's more like you may have met them in your work circle, but only now they're an acquaintance and they're on the outside of the acquaintance circle. So then when you meet, you will have known of each other or known each other. There's a mutual respect when you meet. There's already a mutual respect and understanding about who each other are.
Hmm. All right.
Okay. All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Suzanne. She's gone. Okay. Right then, let me see. Sherry. Hi, Sherry, are you there?
Hi, guys. I'm here. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hi, Sherry.
Can you guys hear me
you?
Okay? You prefer a question or just pick up something?
Yes, questions.
I applied for a couple. Sure, I applied for a few jobs. I had 4 interviews, one for each job, and I'm still waiting to hear back from someone. And I'm kind of anxious, but I think I need to be patient. But I don't know if you see me even getting any of the 4.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that I kept hearing yes, 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 very bright energy around the applications. So I feel you'll end up with at least one of them, but I do feel that you'll be in a position where you may have to evaluate because I think that you might be offered more than one. And you'll have to evaluate as to which one will be the better for you in the long run and then give them an answer. It's going to be a sudden
you
event.
You said that.
You'll have to think.
I just wanted to. You said that you think that one of the positions that I'll be having to decide about, you said?
No. I said that you may be offered more than one position and you'll have to decide.
Oh, okay, that's what you said. Oh, I'll have to decide between which ones I want.
Yeah, you'll have to do it fast. you won't be able to take very long, maybe even only a matter of hours. You have to make a decision.
And
so you need
to
pro and con it. You know, I would list pros and cons about each of them, and I would also think about the effect on your family and which way is going to be the most positive. Money might be good, better in one, but conditions might be better in the other. What can you do with it? That sort of thing.
Okay.
You know, just doing a grown-up's assessment of it and make the decision. It's a sensible approach is the way that you need to go. And you'll move in the right direction. All the cards are talking about the positive change and a sudden move. So, yeah, just go for it. Feel positive about it. You know, don't feel anxious. Anxious energy, worry, it's wasted energy.
That's
true. You've already put it all through. You've got to interview stage with all of them. So just sit back and relax.
Yeah.
You know,
they all acted like they were pretty persistent with wanting me, though. Yeah, they were very persistent. One of out of the four, it was like about two of them called me as soon as they got my resume, and then one of them was very persistent with me and had like a one-on-one interview, but my interview was like at the end of August, and I'm like, I haven't really heard back.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And they asked me to be patient because they're just starting to open up in October, so.
Oh, it's October now. So,
yeah, the place is opening in October, but what were you going to say?
I was going to say have some confidence in yourself and know that the jigsaw of life is coming together.
Yeah.
And, you know, the universe has to shuffle everyone around and make everything work for everybody.
Right.
And sometimes that takes a little bit of time, but is it, you're earmarked for a new path. Know
yes.
That.
And that was what I was going to say to you. Three of the four
energy
is the same field, and one of them is something different.
Mhm. Yeah.
I wanted
you need
to do something
just,
new and different.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the fortune's on your side, and you'll be able to move forward very fast. Once the decisions have been made, you'll be moving forward very, very quickly, and it feels very good. It feels exciting.
Good.
I feel. And when you initially started talking, I heard the yes, like that from my guys,
really?
And I saw a lot of bright sunshine. So that's always very positive when that comes through. So stay positive. It's all coming together.
Good. Did you see me and my boyfriend moving in together? Or you have to go to someone else?
Oh, no. No, I didn't pull cards about your boyfriend. What's his name? I just need his first name and age, please.
His name is Steve.
Can you say that again? Steve, did you say?
Steve. Yeah, Steven.
Okay. I can't see an immediate moving in. I think you are going through enough changes. Pretty soon, your direction will take you in and take you forward. And he and you, I can see some there's some communication barriers between the two of you coming up. Which can't be unresolved. Oh, no, sorry, that's the wrong thing. Things can be unresolved, can be resolved. Oh, I keep wanting to say unresolved. Look, the two of you Yeah, I know I couldn't. I was trying to say the other thing, but it kept coming out like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, I don't think this will become a marriage. So I think you've got a great future, an absolutely amazing future. And some people are in our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And, you know, Stephen's a lovely guy, and there's a lot of positive things about that. Some people are a practice for the long-term person. So enjoy what
you said. You don't feel
him.
Like he's a long term, you said?
No. Especially when I tried to say one thing and another kept falling out of my mouth. I never, ever underestimate anything when it comes to readings. It's just the way it is with readings. You've got to notice everything that happens. Having said that, when I pulled the cards trying to focus on him, it was you seeing the truth of the situation and new ideas coming in, inspirations, and a challenging beginning. So, therefore, you know, there's more going on. You know, people's lives, I don't see him two timing you. I don't see any of that yuckiness. But
okay.
He may not want kids, or he may have always really wanted to go and live in Italy or something, you know, which isn't part of your life plan.
He battles
the truth
with
in
addiction.
His situation. No, there you go. It's a deeper thing. Yeah. So you may really see the truth of it, and that's what's going to hold you back. And there's just so much going on. So much going on for you around that time. You'll have to make a decision. But so just be a little bit more, because it can be really hardcore, you know. Oh, I've got to change jobs. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And now, and the other thing is, I don't necessarily see you living in the same place. You're either going to live in another part of town, or in a new town or state, or even country with this job that you get. And
really?
You've got to be a bit playful. Life's a game. And then the final card is that lavish abundance, the Empress, giving birth to your dreams, nurturing yourself.
Wow.
So really, you know,
amazing thing.
It might just be, yeah. So, you know, just be aware that some people are really great practice for your marriage.
Right.
To come, you know.
Yeah.
And they're worth loving because of that, and they're worth appreciating and all of that stuff. Okay, good luck, Cherie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Cherie. Okay. Now then, we're going to take another little break because I need to pop off just for a moment somewhere. So I'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. Right, there you go. All at the beginning there. Deborah Conway with that one. Can we remind people that we need your help in the form of donations? We haven't played the donation advert there this evening, but we still need your support. So 9 people in the talk here this evening, which means that if you all popped $2 in, there should have been 18, but we're never going to get that in any show anyway. One night, one good night, where everybody actually pays their little donation and supports us, one good night would support the whole month. We wouldn't be needing to ask for any other night. I hope that makes sense, but, you know, it said all we need is really just one good night. And then we can kind of clam up for the rest of the week or the rest of the month even, because, you know, we've got enough to carry us through. But it's not happening. Okay, never mind. Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. How can I help you?
I would like to know what you see for me with my career, where I'm going.
Okay. Here, my God, say fixed issues, fixes. I wasn't sure if it was fixtures, and, you know, that would be a sports term. If your career is in sports, then that might make sense. But it was they kept saying fixed issues or fixtures. So things are any issues that you may have. You don't have a career in sports, do you?
No.
Okay. Then it's, you know, what I was hearing was fixed issues. So issues are fixed, or they're going to be. They're on their path to being fixed. It's time to, on the one hand, go through a little bit more self-discovery as to what you want next with your career. And you may need to sit back and have a bit of pondering time in order to really decide what that is that you want. But take the time, you know, take the weekend. Think about what you really want in your career. You're ready and you have all the resources available to manifest what you want. Just remember that life's magical. You've got the magician card here. It's the magus. There's all the tools to make everything happen in the real world. You've also got the Knight of Coins. And he's usually an education card. And he's also getting things done. He's a get things done sort of guy. And it means that you need to honor your commitments to yourself. And really move forward with that. So I'm getting a bit of feedback. It's a bit difficult to do the reading with all the feedback. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, it's not real specific, but I guess it makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Laura. All right, that's Laura. And can't understand why we should have feedback with just that one line. But, okay. Sometimes when people are listening on like a hands-free set, you know, we get that feedback, but it shouldn't be there, really, to be honest.
Yeah, it's getting a real scratchy noise every time I was speaking.
Yeah, unless my head. When people call in sometimes, they try to listen to themselves on what they call the show page, and it's not a good idea, you know. It's not a good idea to listen to yourself on a show page, because if you want to hear your reading again, you can always listen to it after the show, yeah? Good advice. Okay, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hang on 1 minute, let me get back in my truck. I hear you better. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm not getting any feedback from you, so that's good. Okay, Cindy, what's your question?
Any insight that you can give me on my new business, on how you see that moving forward, when my next contract will come through?
Okay. Your business, has it been up for just a couple of months?
A few months. It's a new business, fairly new.
Yeah. Yeah. And my God, so it's only been going a few months. There's new opportunities coming for you, and I'll get a period of, 3 to 4 around a new contract coming for you. But there's definitely new money coming in, and there's receiving a loan or paying off debts as a gift of money that will help you to really move forward. I've got also the page of earth, page of coins, so that's good news about financial matters. And also taking up a new challenge. So that would be another contract. So it's definitely there in your path. There's organization and structure. So you've got the Emperor and the World card, which means that there's new, more enlightening path coming for you. So I think that you're doing all the right things within your work, and there's a new phase coming in. You're kind of in the apprenticeship stage with your business. You're going to get into a groove with it soon. It's really going to start to kick along. No business is without its challenges, but having said that, you will really start to kick along and you'll start to thrive, and I feel you'll be very comfortable and confident in your work. Any debts or loans that you've had to pay back, I feel they'll get paid it back pretty quickly. As far as opening the business goes, if you had to. Otherwise, you know, credit cards or whatever you've got in the background anyway, that sort of thing will be paid off pretty quickly. The whole thing is looking like you'll feel a bit of a release, like you'll be relieved and released from the tension of I don't know where or when next. All of that sort of feeling will start to subside. And I can see you, I have a vision of you like in a networking event, shaking hands and making connections. And then I see a rinse and repeat situation of networking, making connections, networking, making connections. And this is a stock standard way that you build your business, and you do it very well. It's an excellent framework for you. So if you're a people person, it's perfect. If not, learn how to be. There's plenty of books out there. But your business is built on the right relationships, and you'll make them.
Wow, awesome. Did you say at the beginning you saw the next contract will be coming through in 3 to 4 days or 3 to 4?
Yeah, it was a period of 3 to 4 was the message. And the feeling was being released from any kind of pressure. So the first card that flew, it actually flew out of the deck when I was shuffling, focusing on you, was the Angel Azrael card, and that's a release card. So you're being released, the end of a situation and a transformation. And then all the other cards around it, you've got the Six of Coins, which is good money, new career opportunities. You've got the Page of Coins, which is good news about financial matters. You've got the Emperor, which is organization, logic, structure. The Emperor's, he's very much running the show, and that's you. You're, in this case, you would be the Emperor of your little empire. And then you've got the World card, which is multiple opportunities coming for you. But then when I focused on the World card, that's when I saw all the handshaking and connections. So keep building your connections, and you'll keep building your net worth.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
That was an awesome reading. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Ooh.
Thank you, Ken. Okay.
Righty, we'll pop Cindy back to listen to the show. You know, strangely enough, now, Cindy is the only one that I can see that has actually put a donation in this evening. I know Holly was, and I know that Holly, bless her, it takes time to come through for some reason. I don't know what it is. Something to do with what they call e-check, and I haven't got a clue what it is, but it's always a delay on it, but it comes eventually, like, you know, it gets there. And we know people that actually donate regularly and those that avoid it. And tonight has been one of the avoiding nights. It's like nobody wants to actually put their hand in their pocket. And I think we've had an amazing show, but we've got just one person left, and we've got an hour to go. So if we don't get any more after this call, I think we'll call it a night. 480.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
What's your name, please?
My name is Keisha.
And
can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can I just get a general reading, whatever you pick up on?
Okay. Okay, so I just had a vision, and look, I'm sorry it's not a super positive one, but it's what Spirit's given me, so I'm just going to go with it. It's the death of a thing, a situation or person, and then I hear there's no substance to it. There's no substance to it. So if that's a friendship, that's why there's no substance to it. That's why it's not worked out. If it's a relationship, there's no substance to it. but it was
ending. Yeah, it's totally dead. There's nothing there. Yeah. Mm. I don't even know what it was about. It's dead. It's over completely.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, that's just fabulous because that brings new energy in. You know, we get rid of the dead wood and then we can have the new energy come through. And that's what you want. So
that's exactly what I want.
Don't grieve too long. You know, grieve. Everybody needs to grieve over the death of something, you know. That's just part of being human. But don't dwell on it. Move forward. It's just normal and move forward. Because your central card is contentment, happiness, feeling contented. It's the Ten of Cups. So it's having all your emotional and material needs met, that feeling of contentment that you have, that's around you. You've also got financial security and finding the magic in life, a happy family and the Ten of Coins. This Five of Earth, this is where we've had the death of the friendship or relationship or whatever it was with the no substance in it. That's come up there. So we can push that off to the side because we know that that's been there. And we also know that around that time of making sure that you know to walk away, there's also a feeling of too much going on at once and needing to make a decision. So it's like sometimes even that too much that's going on at once might just be I've got too many thoughts in my head and you're peeing me off. Like, you're just, this is dead in the water, I can't do this anymore, I've got to go, I've just got too much on my head. But listen to that, you know, because if it is dead in the water and it's time to move forward and you haven't already, you need to cut it, get rid of the dead wood, because the release and the good feeling is there, the feeling of contentment, the happy life, and your wishes coming through concerns fading away. All of that is yours for the taking once you remove the dead wood.
Okay.
Have you already done it?
Yeah, it's gone. I mean, it's just like little remnants every once. I've almost forgotten about it. I'm so glad. It's been 6 years. I am through with it. Forget about it. Go away. I am tired. Wow. This don't make no sense. So, yeah. It's out. It's gone. I mean, really. So I don't know what's holding it up at this point.
Well, it's come up in your reading, and like it was the first thing that popped into my head as well. So it's maybe it's a reassurance that you've walked away and now everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Do you see me getting a job soon?
Oh, I just got an immediate yes. Yes. However, I feel like it's a stepping stone job. I don't feel like it's the job you'll settle into for 10 years and you'll really love it. It's a stepping stone.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
It's a stopgap job. And that'll get the bills paid while you reassess what you want in your life. Where you want to live, what you want to do, how you want to be, how much money you want. So I feel like it's then going to help you to make the right connections as well, and then the real job will come. Okay?
Okay.
So it's a bit of a process, but it's a positive process. It all feels very positive for you.
Okay, cool. Sounds good to me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Keisha. Keisha has been our last call of the evening because there ain't nobody else there. It's kind of strange because nobody has actually called in this second hour. I know Horace rejoined us to listen, but there's nobody to listen to because we're looking at the callers and. Kind of strange, but until next week, I think we're going to call it a night, Kat, and hopefully we'll get some more lovely callers next week. It's kind of strange. Okay. So I'll let you get back to bed or get on with the rest of your day there, Kat, and thank you very much for joining me, yeah?
Okay, thanks for having me, Ken. And thanks to Deep, Holly, Susan, Cherie, Laura, Cindy and Keisha. It's an honour to read for you.
Thanks, Kat. Oh, bless. Okay.